Hi, and welcome to this edition of the Nginx Community Chats. During our chat, you're going to get a chance to hear about some of the things open sourcey, both inside and outside of Nginx, meet some of the people that are doing some really cool things here, and maybe even learn something new. I'm Dave McAllister. I'm an open source technologist here at Nginx, and today we're getting into the bits and bytes of a project with a very special guest, Marco Comner. Thanks for joining us today, Marco. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me. I'm Marco. I'm a bit of a tech tinkerer, DevOps engineer during the day. I'm here in Germany, and I do a bunch of stuff around open source technologies these days. In particular, I think the thing we're talking about today, building playgrounds for a lot of open source tech.
So you actually seem to be interested in build a lot of different things. There's a lot of cool things that I've seen haunting your sites, not stalking you, but I am haunting your site occasionally. But I'm most interested in this thing you built called CodePen for Nginx. So what is CodePen for Nginx?
Yeah, I mean, the name already says a lot of it. That's why I usually say CodePen for Nginx. It's a bit like CodePen you have for your HTML, CSS, and all of that, just with the added complexity that I actually have to run a server for you so that Nginx can actually run and you can do curl or wget or whatever against it, with the idea being it should just be easy to play with a web server instead of having to do some Docker compose app thingy on your client and just see what a configuration would do and share that configuration in the end.
You know, that's actually really kind of cool because in the community, one of the biggest sets of questions we always see are around configurations and configuration challenges. So CodePen, that lets me do things like test things out before I try to put them into production. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's CodePen. You basically write up a little isolated thing, also of not the full site, just a little tiny component, which is also how I use the Nginx Tech Playground most of the time. I just isolate out like one location from a bigger web server config and then just do specific curls against that, checking, hey, it's doing what I want or it's not doing what I want, and how can I make it do what I want in the end?
So what made you build such a cool tool?
In the beginning, it was just curiosity because I thought something like that should already exist. And then I kind of didn't find anything back when I first started building it. And I just built it for myself and for some friends and some trainees I've been mentoring at work, just isolated away in my own personal network. And then they actually liked it, which was weird to me because it was just a weekend thing I threw together, frankly. It was very HTML without CSS. It looked like a backend engineer's solution to a problem. And then I freshened it up a bit with Nginx and one template engine in the very early beginning. That was all it was, and it basically just gave you back the standard out and standard error of whatever Nginx said about your configuration, which also can be, I don't like it, please go away, there's an error.
That's actually very fair. And by the way, when I will admit, I discovered you with a posting on Reddit, and I immediately posted it out to the Nginx community because it really is a cool tool. You know, even internally, our engineering teams look at this and go, wow, this is something we should have done, you know, 20 years ago, Nginx being 20 years old now. So in some of the discussions I've seen here, you've talked about using this playground for teaching trainees or as a snippet library. How has it changed the way that you explain complex concepts to trainees or new people?
Biggest thing, it's made it easier to point someone, give someone a bit of an introduction, and then say, here's an example. You go play with the configuration, go play with the request that's being sent, instead of having to, most of the time, guide them through that experimentation steps one by one. And also on the sharing part, quite frankly, I like sharing things. That's also my blog and all of that. But I like it even more when you can just take it and just instantly iterate on it. Because maybe, yeah, that's a cool little snippet, but it doesn't work for what I want. But maybe if I, and that's where I usually found myself just spinning up an Nginx container, but then you have to remember the mounting of, it's messy. It breaks the flow. That's basically then it, because then I can just, okay, now let me edit that and run, and oh, cool, it does what I want. Maybe let's just save it again. Also, the full text search for snippets, that's something I use a lot with just personal snippets that I've not shared publicly in the directory, which just full text searches against also the configuration. So I can just find a specific directive, and where have I used that? Give me a bit of a reminder of what I knew half a year ago.
Yeah, this snippet thing in particular sounds like it would be really useful for collaboration. And you just mentioned, for instance, a public repository of snippets. And we've used snippets for years in this. And the problem we have occasionally is that snippets are built for a case, but it doesn't necessarily mean you can iterate on that case. And that seems like something this really solves. So you've talked a little bit about the experimental cases, but how do people actually make use of these snippets? Because when I first went in and played with it, it took me a while to find where to deal with snippets.
Yeah, it's. I'll be honest. I am a little bit of a backend engineer at heart. I cannot build a nice UI to save my life somehow. I've been actually working with a friend to get those snippets a little bit more prominent into the UI. Honestly, also because the feedback's been great from the people that discovered that they actually exist.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a bit of a situation. There's not a lot of snippets to discover, so people don't discover that they could create a snippet.
That's it. That's just one of those things. By the way, my backend is, quote, give me a terminal and get out of my way. So I'm with you on this really cool UI model for this. But yeah, on the other hand, you know, I still like my terminal interfaces.
Yeah, which is actually a thing I'm happy to sneak peek maybe a little bit. I'm currently have a branch open where you can embed a snippet into a markdown file and renders to HTML. So you can actually use them well in places where they belong, like inside of docs or inside of a blog post.
Well, that's actually really cool. We may need to steal your brain a little bit on that one, because with the community, we're constantly looking for easy ways to put things into things like blog posts. You know, so how do people get started with playing with CodePen for Nginx?
Just open it. There, it loads a rather basic configuration, to be frank. Happy for some input there. And then go play around with it. Or I know it's hidden, but there's a load snippet button. There's a couple interesting things with basic auth or with file permissions and stuff like that in there already. Load one and just hit the run button and see what happens. That's how I get most people started, honestly.
We definitely seen some really complex configurations, which would be challenging to run against this and see what they say, both from this is what was broken beforehand to this is what we ended up as a solution for it. So I'm going to have to put that on my to-do list to go in and try some of these really strange might be a good word, configurations that we see occasionally come in with this. You know, the problem with any tool, particularly an open source tool, is when it does a lot of things, it can get really complex to set it up really fast.
Yeah, for sure. It's also, I've been messing a bit with getting more, let's call it, supporting things around there, because yeah, I run an Nginx in an isolated container, but maybe you need a CA, maybe it needs to support ECMI. Yep. Maybe you need a backend that actually behaves in a weird way. I've been playing around with ideas. Right now, it's standard HTTP servers are available and a couple static files. That covers a lot of use cases, but for sure it doesn't cover the complex things.
Yeah. And you know, when we start tapping into things like OpenTelemetry, which the OpenTelemetry module for Nginx is built into the configuration, the Nginx configuration file to manage it and turn it on, it can get really kind of hairy when you start looking at, do I even have all the dependencies necessary to make sure that the configuration works? Fortunately, the errors will usually tell you, hey, you're trying to do something. I have no clue as to what you're doing.
But that's also something I at least try to be very transparent about with at least a little bit of documentation. Hey, here's the tools I know I've installed, because in the end, it's just the container. Like, there is things available for you. And if you need more, just talk to me. I'm happy to add more stuff to these. But there's been a couple times where like, wouldn't it be nice if you had a JQ as a very basic example? Of course, why not a JQ? It makes complete sense. And Adam, let's just add to that.
It's actually very cool. I love the responsiveness, and that's something we find, you know, in general. I've been in open source longer than it's been called open source, I hate to admit, but nonetheless, the ability to change things and react to things is really quite important, particularly with projects that are also constantly adapting and projects that are working with projects that are always constantly adapting. So it's really thrilling to see how active and involved this project is. But switching gears on you, because we always ask every one of our guests this question: what's your favorite non-work open source project?
That's going to be an easy answer. We already had it that I'm a backend engineer and I'm really not good at building interactive things. So it's HTMX. Since I discovered this pattern that's basically older than I am, honestly, but has a bit of a resurgence, and it makes me just so happy because I can reach into the front end and build stuff that feels nice to a user. It's superpowers for me, quite frankly, that I can still do my HTML on my server and be happy, but it can feel very reactive.
That's very cool. That's a new one for us here on Nginx Community Chats. So thanks for bringing that one up here. Having looked at your about, I was halfway expecting the most popular answer, by the way, is the home automation project, which we've now had three different mentions come out of people working with the home automation.
That would probably be a close second.
So any final thoughts you want to share with us about CodePen, about open source, about life in general?
Yeah, I think we've been with the CodePen. I've already sneak peeked at the nice thing I'm currently working on. Happy for anyone who wants to just give me a shout and try that out once it's there. Nothing really more to add there, no?
Cool. Well, thanks, Marco. Thank you for coming and chatting with us today and sharing your thoughts and this very honestly cool project. If you're watching, you need to go check out CodePen for Nginx for this. And also, be sure to check out Marco's blog at blog.marco.ninja. Very cool URL, by the way. And you can also always find Marco on the Nginx Community Forum as Professor Logout. And with that, thanks for watching us today and meeting some of the people behind some of these cool projects related to Nginx and open source. If you've got your own thoughts, your comments, or your own ideas, feel free to leave them in the comments below or join us on the Nginx Community Forum. And until next time, may the open source be with you.